This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. At the virtual Beit HaMishnah, our goal is to teach Mishnayot in a very creative and colorful way. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I present to you Mishnah number 743. It should be a zechut, and I really appreciate you being part of this program. Two of our sponsors of note are Stanley Shamosh and Chaim Lax, Charles Chapman. We appreciate all of them. The Mishnah today is in Seder Kodshim, in Mesechem Minachot, Perek Tat Mishnah Vav. And the discussion is the wine and flour offerings that accompany the korban. Just to give you a mashal, if you were serving your guests a nice, impressive meal, you probably would make sure there's bread and there's some oily foods, some meat, some wine. So by a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, it's pretty obvious why korbanot were accompanied with the flour offerings and the wine libations. So says the Halakha Mishnah, Kol korbanot hatzibur v'hayachid teunin nesachim. Or the korbanot that were brought from the tzibur or from the individual should have nesachim. But the Mishnah is going to now elaborate some exceptions. So even though it says like all the korbanot, but obviously that doesn't mean every single one. For instance, a bird korban does not have a wine or flour offering accompanying it. But let's say a regular olah or shlamim would. Okay, so there's a special place on the Mizbeach where they were able to pour wine. And you can see the containers here in the picture. Okay, so the mincha was made with oil and flour. And the wine, fashteitzach, was made with grapes. So generally, a korban had to have these additional gifts brought with it. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-ma'aser v'ha-pesach. Except for a bechor, a firstborn animal which is given to the Kohanim, or a ma'aser, one out of ten behemoths as well, and the korban pesach. Those, the korban pesach, the bechor, and the ma'aser behemah did not have the wine and the flour nesachim and minachot. V'achatat v'asham, and a sin offering also would not have it. Ela shechatato shem mitzora v'ashamot tunin nesachim. But a mitzora who brings a chatat, and he brings a asham, he will add these wine and flour offerings. So the obvious question is why? I thought we said a chatat and asham does not get it. So the Pashup Shad is because he already got his kapara when he got his ugly marks on his skin, the tzarat, the leprosy. So therefore, he did not need really to bring the korban per se for his kapara, and therefore, it was more to allow him to be part of society again, and therefore, he should bring the nesachim. May we be zocheh to binyan Beit HaMikdash, so these mitzvot, this mishnayot, could be halacha lemaisa. How beautiful it will be when everyone has the opportunity to be kervat elokim, close to the Hashem and the Beit HaMikdash, and to bring all the korbanot that everyone wants to bring.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.